It was a definite shoo-in, a nailed-on gold medal. Tom Agar, undefeated in the single sculls AS, that's arms and shoulders, in the Paralympics. He won in the opening time it was ever run in Beijing, and he's been the world champion ever since 2007. Nobody in any sport has been undefeated for 5 years. So we set off at 7:30 this morning, all set to go and enjoy a fabulous day out at Eton Dorney. It's only a few miles away, so a dozen of us pedalled over there. We picked up some more cyclists on the way, and by the time we arrived, it was a big crowd of enthusiastic Brits, all with our Team GB shirts, waving our union flags, and ready for the big race. Look, on Friday, Tom won his heat easily by 5 seconds. In the second heat, China and Russia had a head-to-head. Hang on, something happened here. They beat the world record 10 seconds faster than Tom's time. The coach had said way back, 6 months ago, listen, come the day, September the 2nd, that world record will have 3 seconds knocked off it. That 1,000 metres will be raced in 4 minutes and 45 seconds. And lo and behold, that's what happened today. 10 past 11, the crowds are going bonkers. There's 20,000 people at Eton Dorney, a worldwide TV audience, to see the race of the Paralympics, the absolute dead cert. Oh dear, it didn't happen. Tom Agar was beaten into fourth place by China, Australia and Russia. His head slumped as he crossed the line. You could see him absolutely gasping for breath, unable to comprehend the magnitude of what had happened. Look, even Stephen Redgrave, in all his years of racing, had defeats. This is Tom's first ever defeat. He's been the one they had to get. And boy, they got him. How does he feel? How can you ever feel anything when that happens to you? You've got a couple of minutes to get your breath and then face the world's press and the TV, and everybody wants to know what happened there. Nothing left in the tank, he said. And for us watching, we're absolutely gobsmacked because this was a dead cert. The next race, Britain misses out on a medal again, came in fourth. And the very final race of the entire regatta. That's when, phew, Britain beat Germany in the mixed Cox 4. And we had something to cheer. Oh, boy, a gold medal to finish the regatta. That's what we want. Please give us something to celebrate. But, boy, do we go home after the Paralympics feeling exhausted. Exhausted from the sheer emotion. What did Kipling say in that poem? If you can take triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters both the same. Yeah, but the thing is, when you lose at football or any other sport, you've usually got another match coming fairly quickly. In this case, it's 4 years between the games. 4 years of planning. 4 years of training. And then 4 minutes of racing. And that's how your career is judged. I need a cup of tea and a lie down. And Tom, you're still our hero and our great mate.